Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Sunshine Insurance Agents and Brokers Limited.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we're going to be talking in the second hour with Miss Yang from Ancient Chinese Secrets. So if you got any ailments, issues going on, please prepare your questions, whether via text or you can call in. I'm in studio today. And you can ask Miss Yang about any challenges you're having. All right. Legitimate challenges. I know everybody likes to get off, and we're 12, so we like to joke about penises. But if you got real questions, let me know. Okay? All right. Prior to that, we're going to deal with what's in the headlines today. So let's just jump right in. The first thing is this. The Prime Minister is once again talking about marital rape. Juan, is this a live show? The person's asking me. No, it's not live. What is supposed to be the end? Yes, we're live. Unless we're not. Unless we were live and today it's a replay. It's August 24th. I can tell you that much. All right. Okay, so the Prime Minister is once again talking about marital rape, all right? And, of course, you know, I support criminalizing marital rape, but even I know when to let something go, all right? And so he's responding to the former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingram, who said that they're just doing the kind of low-hanging fruit in the first year in office, all this. And so he also threw something. I know, I'm in studio. It's shocking, isn't it? And so Ingram was saying that they only do low-hanging fruit. And Davis is essentially saying, if you look at the priorities, marital rape was not in the blueprint for change. And I'm focusing what's on the blueprint for change. And he's again being asked about marital rape, which is fine, because you've opened yourself, because your cabinet won't stop talking about marital rape, and you continue to answer questions about it, trying to, I guess, or maybe you really truly are, sensitive to it. But you know it's not any sort of priority for you. You know that, all right? You know marital rape's not high on the agenda. You're sending Obi Welch going to have a meeting with the Christian Council. That's not going to go very far, I would assume. And I doubt anything will happen. If I'm proven wrong, great. It'll be one of the times that I'm grateful to be proven wrong. But I doubt it. This all started this term when Davis was asked about marital rape. Because everyone kept talking about marital rape from Loretta Butler Turner was Minister of Social Services, and she brought it the first time, and nobody really had the stones to push it through. And Christie administration waffled on it, and now Davis, too. So he was asked by a reporter about marital rape. And then he goes, you know, we got a consensus on what marital rape is, yada, 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 whatever, right? And people are like, oh, how could he say that? And here's the politician's disease, right? When you try to correct something that could have just died down and you hype it right back up. So whoever runs your Twitter account, Prime Minister, unless it's you, but I don't think it is. Whoever runs your Twitter account went on there and said, marital rape is rape. I want to be clear about that. Yada, yada, yada. So you blew it back up. So you made it like it's your thing. Then you let Lisa Ramin go up there, where's Lisa Ramin nowadays? Lisa Ramin went up there because there were some domestic violence incidents in the country. They're talking about strengthening domestic violence legislation. I don't know about strengthening it. It seems pretty strong to me. If you want, I could read some of the Domestic Violence and Child Protection Act for you. It seems really, really robust. Some of these offenses give you up to life for sexual. You let Lisa Ramey go up there after some domestic incidents, and everyone was shocked and outraged. And it's new people time, right? It's new people time. People haven't heard these people before. Let me see what they're saying. Let me talk to them. Let me see what they're up to. You go up there and said that the legislation for domestic violence is going to deal with everything when asked about marital rape. And so, boom, blows back up again. Marital rape in the headline. This administration had no intention of ever dealing with marital rape. And you know what? Don't. I think it's a very simple thing to put that protection in law. I don't think it's something that will be used with any sort of frequency, judging from what I've been told, not specifically marital rape. But if you don't want to deal with it, then don't, right? And explain to women and men who are in marriages what their options are, what their avenues are. Just don't deal with it. So Lisa Ramin talks about it. Remember when she whispered, everything. Is it going to deal with matter? Everything. And not to make fun of you, Lisa Ramin, but that's, you did whisper. And then arm of the Progressive Liberal Party invites Wayne Monroe to speak. And then Wayne Monroe goes on this thing about marital rape and you have to change what marriage is, da, da, da. You know? Stop talking about it if you're not going to do anything about it. Now you're still, hey, Obi, pastors to do what? To do what? What pastor in the Bahamas or priest or bishop or apostle or prophet? What else is there? A deacon? What else? What else? What else they got? What's. What are the name? Monsignor, right? What religious person of the Christian faith in the Bahamas, who's any sort of church leader or organizational leader or community leader, which one of them is unfamiliar with the discussions around marital rape? Which one of them is unfamiliar, because we've been talking about this for 10 years now, which one of them is unclear? 10? More than 10. Who's unclear that we need to have another discussion about what is meant by marital rape? Or are you just doing this dance where the pastors go, well, we want to be consulted so I could tell my church. I went, yada, 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 told the government this and that. The government goes, well, we talked to the church because, Obi Welshcombe, you said when passing the gaming bill to legalize web shop gambling in the House of Assembly after there was an overwhelming no vote by the church, no vote led by the church in that referendum, you said, the government's got to do what the government's got to do, all right? And though you did have a public education campaign leading up to the referendum, you spent $1 million of our dollars, you still went around and legalized it, and y'all stood up, church or no church, and said, we're going to go ahead and legalize it. We'll catch y'all later. So, I mean, I don't understand why they're saying, like, we got to have deep discussions about the church. About what? About what? They don't believe, by and large, that it is possible for you to rape your wife. Okay? That's established. Very few church leaders have openly said, I think that marriage allows you, you can rape your wife in marriage, or your spouse, you can rape your spouse in marriage. Very few. By and large, the Christian Church of the Bahamas does not believe a man can rape his wife, because that's what it's down to. And that's just what it is, okay? That's just what it is. I'm a Christian. I believe that God sent his son here to earth to teach us how to live, all right? And then he was sacrificed to pay the ultimate price for our sins. He was crucified, died, and rose from the dead. I believe that and ascended into heaven. I believe that. All right? It's what I base my life around. But I'm fully cognizant that there are billions of people who believe otherwise. I don't expect everyone to follow what I'm doing and what I believe. I expect what is done to be done in the best interests of public safety and order. The Christian Church in the Bahamas doesn't believe that. A man can rape his wife. The vast majority of people. There's a very, very few people I've heard publicly go, yeah, for sure. Rape is rape is rape. So just leave it alone. Church is never going to agree with you. It's too thorny an issue for you to risk any political capital on. You believe, even though for the past four administrations, it wasn't brought up over the past four administrations, but over the past four administrations, y'all have all lost elections. Not touching marital rape, you know. Could have jammed that one through, just saying. You would have lost anyway, but talk about it. So just let it go, all right? I'm not saying the media's not going to ask about it. Just let it go. We're not going to have marital rape laws in the Bahamas. Many other Caribbean countries have them. Don't think you can just take what you want when you're on vacation in another Caribbean country. You might end up in jail. But here in the Bahamas, you know, you do what you got to do. Nothing criminal about it. All right? So, come on. Let's stop talking about it. That's my thing on that. That's my free advice. And all cabinet members, stop talking about it. Wayne Monroe, Lisa Ramming, Obi Wolfscum, just stop talking about it. All right? It's not going to happen. It's like me talking about going to the moon. When I get to the moon, man, or I'm going to go talk to like Richard Branson about space travel, me and Richard Branson and Tom Cruise. Quit playing, man. Stop it. All right. Now, are we got text? Sure. That one, I'm not spending all day talking about this. I got to move on. We got to move fast here. Juan, I'm on Shirley Street now. Can you give me a direction to Mrs. Yang's shop, please, before I cut off my car? Well, I don't know. This is from a few minutes ago. It's right opposite. It's right after you pass the National Performing Arts Center. It's like you'll see like a pet store, and then next to that, going west, Ancient Chinese Secret. Can't miss it. It's like a two-story building. We'll tell you again when Miss Yang gets here. This is Blessings, Brother McCartney. Good to have you back. I'm glad you brought the topic about marital rape. I would love Guardian Media and other media entities to conduct a survey on how many Bahamian men in this present day still actually want to get married. They'll get married, but not the Bahamian man. I could care less about going to church. Yet I put it to you that getting married is still a thing because of pressure or influence from the Bahamian church. Possibly. And I go to church, not with a great deal of frequency, and I'm trying to fix that. But I go to church. I want to go to church, and I want to have a close relationship with God. But that's my personal stuff. I can't impose that on everyone. This says all these other things going on in the country, like the debt, crime, namely killing, sovereign wealth fund, freedom of information, legal immigration, child abuse, which are more important issues. Deal with spousal abuse in the merit of the case, because I don't believe a man can rape his wife when due benevolence is supposed to be on both sides. All right, and that's, you know what? You're entitled to believe it as you believe. And it's just not going anywhere. All right? It's a great show as usual. I don't mean to be insensitive, but all of our social ills and economic ills, they still on marital rape. And you're still on marital rape, and people still ask you about it because you've had people repeatedly come and talk about, we're going to go deal with marital rape, when I got $5 says you're not going to deal with anything. Not ultimately. So what about these shootings on in Providence? Good question. So maybe that texter has a message from the future. Please let us know, great wise texter. Says, ask Miss Yang what's good for bloating stomachs. I'll try to remember when you get to. Anyway, let's move on. But before I do, I want to wish a happy birthday to Cynthia Smith. She and her husband, Kobe, are the proprietors of the Almond Tree Bar I talk about frequently on Kemp Road. And today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Cynthia. I didn't ask your age because I don't... like to do that to ladies. But those who know you will surely play that number. But happy birthday, Cynthia, and the whole Almond Tree family. Really great having you and in the Kemp Road neighborhood and being able to get what has to be the dopest rib souse on New Providence for certain. Gotta be. Rib souse? Yeah, buddy. It's an experience. Rib souse. Telling you. I kid you not. You'll rethink chicken after you've had the ribs. Says, I'm so proud of you, Juan, for wanting to get closer to God and to go to church more. You won't regret it. Thanks. You know, it's something I just, you know, as a family, we all want to do. Because when I'll say this to you, like a couple months ago, we took our kids to church, first time in a long time. I mean, y'all put all the church restrictions on, not me. But I mean, that wasn't the entire reason we didn't go. And it was like very difficult for them to, it's very difficult for children to sit still, but it's very, they were unfamiliar with what it all was going on. I was like, you know what, this is our fault. Because I was raised in the Anglican church, my wife was raised in the Anglican church, and we're going to, that's what we want to do. That's because we believe that. That's what we believe. Y'all don't believe in marital rape, but whatever. Okay, so before we run out of time here, let me go on to the next thing, right? And I got to say this not because I'm personally vested, but just because, listen, you may not believe this, but I'm trying to help. Okay, so I talked to you yesterday, I believe it was, about the fact that I do not believe the Prime Minister when he says that half of our debt was due to hurricanes from 2015 to 2019. Not because I don't like you, not because I just choose not to believe, but because I don't think you have evidence to support that. And Michael Pintard, who he and I aren't working in tandem on this, but he also... Why... It's a strange thing that you're defending it so hard, I think. I get what you're trying to do. I get the climate change thrust. But I think on this one, you may want to reconsider, even though you've said it recently. Okay, so Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday told Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard to do his homework after Pintard asked Davis to justify the government's calculation that half the country's national debt is due to the impact of hurricanes which struck the Bahamas between 2015 and 2019. Davis asks what clarification one needs. Let's start with what is our national debt, and let's start with what the loss and damage was that was occasioned by Dorian. It was about $3.4 billion. Think about our national debt and see what percentage that was. I see. Okay. Think about our national debt and see what percentage that was. Okay, so let's examine this. Dorian struck in September 2019. Yes? The budget year had already started for 2019. Exacted $3.4 billion in damage. Okay? What percentage is the damage from Dorian of our national debt? Who on earth knows? How could you calculate damage to public and private property with regard to our national debt? But let's just look at it. Okay? Dorian was September 2019. The pandemic for us hit March 2020. Dorian was $3.4 billion in damage. Does anyone know what the actual budget was for 2019-2020? Okay? It was less than $3.4 billion. Okay? Does anyone know what the budget was for 2020-2021? The year that would have come after Dorian. Let's just say Dorian hits and you're shook and you can't recover. Does anyone know what the entire budget of the Bahamas was in terms of expenditure after the budget composed after Dorian struck? Does anyone know what the entirety of the budget was? It was $3.1 billion. That's the entire budget expenditure. Salaries, emoluments, contracts, police cars, defense force, boats, Bahamas Air. And it was that high because the pandemic hit. Does anyone know what the deficit was that we would have had to cover by borrowing the budget after Dorian struck? No? It was $1.3 billion. So let's just say every red cent of what we borrowed in the budget year after Dorian struck, every last penny went to recovery from Dorian. It still is not $3.4 billion, not even close. If all of this money, if all the money the year before that we borrowed went to Irma and Joaquin and Matthew, it still isn't $3.4 billion. If all the money we borrowed in 2021-22 was added on to that, we're getting closer to $3.4 billion. But do you really want, Prime Minister Davis, do you really want to excuse the debt accumulated in administrations that you were not in charge of as being hurricane related? Let's just say you wanted to do 2015-2016. That ain't half the national debt, but let's just say you wanted to do that part because you were in office. Mr. Christie was in office and you were his deputy. That's nowhere near $3 billion. It's not even $1 billion. Let's just say you take 2015-2016. Are you going to own the debt accumulated in the budget year for 2017-2018 when they borrowed $700 million because they said you guys squandered all the money and wasted all the money and you got up in the budget and Chester Cooper got up during the budget debate and said you don't need to borrow all this money and it's record borrowing and it doesn't make sense at this time? You don't remember that? Remember the following budget year where you guys railed again at how much they were borrowing and how it didn't make sense and they're poor managers of the economy? You're going to just say, after you said all that was unnecessary, you're going to go and excuse that was because of climate change, and which goes against all that you said about what was done during the administration. So I'd let that one go. Michael Pintard may not do as much. You cannot demonstrate to me that half of our national debt of almost $12 billion is due to climate change or even hurricanes. And you certainly, and I mean this with all due respect, Brave Davis is a much smarter person than I am. He's a Queen's Counsel. He's been a lawyer for as long as I've been alive. He is one of the most accomplished attorneys in the Caribbean. He's a former president of the Bahamas Bar Association. He's authored books on legal scholarship. He's one of the reasons Eugene DePuy Law School exists, but on the real, that claim cannot be substantiated with data from this budget. Now, I am, as in all things, perfectly willing to be wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and throw another $5 on it because I'm feeling frisky today, that I'm right. All right. Rachel, as usual, asked Miss Yang, what could I use for a receding hairline? Because I ain't a rockin' no Ronald McDonald hairline. You may just have to go full Monty, man, and just shave it all off. Just let it go. Sometimes you gotta do that. I got a little thinning here, right here on top. I don't know if that's a Sawyer thing. I thought I could escape it. I'm gonna do something about it, though. Some Rogaine or something like this, or Miss Yang's got something. It's not gone. It's thinning. Juan, do you have any pic of proof bombs that was on time? They were on time. It was a great experience with Eleuthera. If rape is in the marriage, then abuse is there, and that's also part of the social ills. Think about it, kid. Think about kids living with that. Anyway, kids live in a lot of circumstances around here. This one, I'm with you. We do not need to meet with pastors regarding marital rape. This is where lawmakers must delineate the separation between church and state. People's moral or philosophical viewpoints about marital rape should have little to do with the four corners of the law. It's obvious pastors and others think a man cannot possibly rape his wife. Right. What are we meeting about? Are we going to do it or we ain't going to do it? And if we ain't going to do it, let's just stop meeting. It says Rogaine don't work. Tried two boxes. Yikes. Well, and the PM was very ingenious to blame the national debt on past hurricanes when you had minister of the government. I can't say all that. He said, I tried Rogaine 10 years ago, don't waste your money. All right. Juan, we have Haitians running up on our shores, and the citizens are in need of food, yet we're here debating hurricane debt. Seriously. You know, I want to talk about the Haitian thing, because, I foresee a greater challenge on the horizon with regard to illegal Haitian migration. However, there are factors that have shifted that make me uncertain about what is exactly to come. But whatever is to come, I'm looking at it, and it's not looking good either way for Haiti or the Bahamas. Yeah, so let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do a couple of those.
Bahamas, it's time for the third installment of Fish Fry Friday. The hottest once-a-month after-work party, brought to you by Fassage, the Bahamas' number one party band, Star 106, and Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
One, two, three, go!
Fish Fry Fridays has quickly become the talk of the town, and because of such a super large turnout the last time, the venue has been expanded to enhance your enjoyment experience.
I go drink water and mind my business.
It's a happy hour like no other. So on Friday, August 26th, after work, kick off your shoes and head over to the 12 Volt Bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau, and enjoy the Fish Fry Friday experience with the dynamic, energetic live sound of Visage and DJ AI. Admission is $25 and includes one free complimentary drink, or enjoy the tantalizing Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only person. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Fridays.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-354-5-6-0-2-4-9.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do.
And our signature sandwiches are no different.
Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich.
We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch.
Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce.
Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents.
Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is your Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Carrie's Fabrics and Uniform Store wants to get you ready for back to school. Find ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics for all schools in the Bahamas. Carrie's also sells skirts, blouses, shirts, jumpers, boys' shorts, and pants. You can even have your uniform skirts custom made. At Carrie's, also find school bags, school supplies, socks, and underwear. That's Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Call 393-0758.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the jerk.
Last Saturday, you see her arm is all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love in everything we do.
And our sandwiches are no different.
Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich.
We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch.
Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty.
Served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce.
Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents.
Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We only got like 2 minutes left before news, but let's do a couple of comments. It says the Minnesota administration was on a fiscal strategy that was recognized and praised locally, internationally, in financial circles. Braves administration has changed that trajectory. As much as they choose to blame Minnesota, they have yet to articulate their plan for the future. By the way, what happened to the quarterly fiscal snapshots? Yeah, I mean, I wish we had more time because maybe I'll get into it tomorrow. This revenue target strategy to achieve 25% of GDP revenue target. I wanted to talk about that and what they talked about revenue intake. They talk about the future. I mean, I don't know that you can honestly look at any at most things coming out of the Ministry of Finance and going. It none of to Peter Turnquist's credit, although it wasn't solely him and many people before him did many things. They set a lot of groundwork for forward planning, monitoring government finances. You can argue some of it was more onerous than it needed to be, but it did set us on a more meticulous path, I think, a more meticulous public reporting path in any event than was set before. Juan, what do you think the livable wage should be in the Bahamas? Well, it depends. You know, it's my livable wage. It's different than you guys' livable wage. Like, because I have kids and I got other things going on and X, Y, Z. But if you ask the Government Planning and Public Policy Institute at the University of the Bahamas, I believe they said it was $635 per week. I believe that's what they said. I have to go double check. I don't want to misquote him, but if memory serves me correctly, that was what they said. But you could ask Lang. He's the director of the Institute. I gotta go to news, okay? And we're going to be back on the other side. We're going to be talking with Miss Yang. Get your questions together. You can call us. Numbers are 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. The text line, It's 422-4796, 422-4796. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're here in studio with Ms. Yang from Ancient Chinese Secrets. So good to have you back on the show. She's got several new products here to talk about. Whenever you come talking about new products, like, then I have to add something to my regimen. It's something I'm missing. So I add something to my regimen. But tell us, it's so good to have you on the show again. Hope all is well. Tell us about these new products of yours.
All of us seek a course beyond ourselves. So how to make life worth living when we are sick and weak and cannot find ourselves anymore. I saw most of customers, they sacrifice, they work hard, they ignore the nutrition, the relaxation, the sleep quality, and at the end of the day, they sacrifice wealth for health. So we should invest on healthcare, not on the end of our life, to do invalid rescue, which make people lose their dignity and comfort. So prevention and self-healing is more important. We must develop a health living at an early stage.
Absolutely.
So the editor of American Herbal Pharmacopoeia said that everyone who really care about their health and want to fight against the stress, chemicals, toxins, should be taking adaptogens. So the majority of non-adaptogens are native to China. Instead of focusing on destroying external disease, pathogens, virus, etc., Chinese medicine focuses on strengthening the vitality and improve intelligence of immunity by promoting internal balance. So that's the key, the principle of the products is the adaptogen. So adaptogenic plants have successfully adapted to harsh environments, like a high altitude, extreme cold weather, like cordyceps from high mountain, maca from high mountain, and some from dry. If these plants can adapt so well, perhaps they can also help us to adapt to the current extreme weather changes we are facing now. So extremely hot.
Yeah.
So we try to get herb to adapt to the heat.
I need some of that. It's crazy hot. Yeah.
Yes. So the most well-known adaptogens are cordyceps, reishi, panax ginseng, maca, and the goji berry. Adaptogens help deal with the wear and the tear of the body, inflammation and aging. They contain antioxidants and anti-inflammation healing compounds. Like ginseng have been known in China as the leading longevity herb. So reishi have been known as the queen of the mushroom. It's a medicinal mushroom, help balance hormone, and anti-stress help relaxation. Cordyceps have been used for a couple thousand years to promote longevity, fertility, and vitality. So all these herbs possess a miracle that comes only from God and the universe. So all of adaptogens, as I mentioned, a few of them, produce the changes in the body, ability to re-regulate several systems, like endocrine system, nervous system, and immune system. If a herb or a drug acts only in one direction, there may have potential to cause a problem or worsen the situation. So instead, for example, instead of work for help people with high blood pressure, so we recommend the cordyceps or reishi to normalize the pressure. So they will never like go below it because mm-hmm. adaptogen will up if pressure low will elevate it. If high, that will burn down. Mm-hmm. So concept of one drug for one disease doesn't apply in the use of adaptogens. So like why cordyceps and reishi have so much miracles for different ailments? Because each adaptogen contains probably can help 30 different ailments. Mm-hmm. So that you have more, because all the internal organs, the whole body is interconnected and interrelated. Mm-hmm. It's not only one part of the problem. So the over centuries, the herbalists have come to realize that the combination of the herb can create new formulas, like 1 + 1 no longer equals 2, rather than 3 or 4 or 5. The clinical studies have clearly shown that the combination of 2 appropriate herbs has a superior activity herb by itself. So when combined, these herbs act synergistically to enhance their beneficial effects. Like for example, combination of cordyceps reishi is particularly strong against the virus in the body. It boosts up immune system.
Reishi and cordyceps, that's my go-to.
Yeah. For people who have liver damage, usually we recommend cordyceps reishi and turmeric.
Turmeric, okay.
For people like working in the gym, athletic training, bodybuilding, we recommend cordyceps and Panax ginseng, because that improves your oxygen level in the body and help build out the muscles. Combination of ginseng and goji berry, good for slow down the degeneration of the brain, like for example, Alzheimer's or dementia.
Mm.
So all of this observations over hundreds or thousands of years provide a more accurate assessment of the adaptogens than short-term clinical studies and animal experiments.
Mm. Gotcha.
So we talk about the adaptogen, why it was like miracle, help people. You will see we have a lot of people, they give testimony in a couple minutes. You will see why this product works like a miracle. Because it's one of the ingredients called polysaccharides. Polysaccharides have been found to stimulate virus immune system components, including cytokines, tumor, natural killer cells, lymphocytes, and the production of bone marrow. Mm. So the adaptogens rich in polysaccharides include Panax ginseng, cordyceps, reishi, maca, licorice, eleuthera, and a few more adaptogens. But some customers ask me whether ashwagandha is adaptogen.
Mm.
So ashwagandha stimulates the thyroid, but it only can be used for hypothyroid condition. It's inappropriate for hyperthyroid condition. So ashwagandha is not adaptogen herb. So
someone told me like you could take ashwagandha, you could take it for stress. I tried that, didn't work.
Yeah, but the scientific proof not too convincing.
Okay.
So that's only what I know.
But we have someone online who has a testimony from these new products. I need to see what I need going on. I'm slowly falling into decrepitude. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you.
Yeah. I was taking the gang products, the cordyceps, spirulina, and I endorse both of them.
What were you taking them for?
I just taking them for overall health at first. I was taking them for about four months. I had an accident in November. Mm-hmm. I was taking them from August of last year. I had an accident in November last year, 2021.
Oh, wow.
I cut the tip of my finger completely off.
Yeesh.
From the nail. The whole nail bed, the whole meat, the chunk was off. The back of it was shredded. And
is your hand or your
foot?
My middle finger.
My finger. Oh, oof. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oof.
And I was taking the products. And actually, I went to the doctor. The doctor told me, say, you can have a knock. You stitch it up so you can have a knock. Nothing you can do for it. Mm-hmm. You can have a knock for the rest of your life. And I would say, wow. On my second visit back to him, I say, Doc, I feel something growing in my finger. Mm-hmm. Oh, he said, it grows. I said, no, it's feeling something inside you. And he said, go back home. He gave me some more medication. And on my third visit, he took the stitches out. He said, you can have the line from the stitches, the scab is going to scab, and you can have a knock. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay. I say, he's a doctor. I say, he know best. Until my fourth visit, I went back to him. I say, Doc, something wrong. Something is growing. The stitches, the line you say was going to scab, that came apart. And when he looked, it was an actual nail in it, the size of a rice grain.
Whoa.
He was so shocked he couldn't believe it. He said, wow, this is the first for him. So I said, yes, I told you that something wasn't there growing.
So the tip of your finger grew back?
The tip of my finger grew back with a nail.
Ms. Yang just showed me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. Oh, yeah, I really did get your finger
just
chopped.
Show me some McCartney the before.
Jesus.
Yeah, the accident. When the accident happened and after grew back.
Really? So it can do? Is that the first time you've seen that too? Or?
Yeah.
That's, yeah? Mm-hmm. Wow. So is it fully grown back or is it just...
It's almost a full size now. I should have sent her actual picture up to date, with the actual picture now, so she can look at it.
How long was that?
This happened on, like I say, November the 30th.
Okay.
And then, like I say, the fourth visit was actually around about January the 15th, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And he took a second out and he saw a rice grain. And from then, she started growing and regenerating, new growth. He said it's the first year he ever seen that.
And you've been taking the cordyceps just ever since? Cordyceps and spirulina?
Spirulina, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wow. That's crazy.
And another thing.
I'm glad she showed me the picture. I wouldn't have believed it.
I went to Ms. Yang afterwards. I said, look here, I can't get feelings on the right side. I can't feel it, the fingertips. So she said, try some reishi.
Yes.
And you will believe that. I have actual feelings on the left side of my finger right now. I've been taking cordyceps, spirulina, and reishi.
Mm-hmm.
Reishi for the past 2 months now. And I have feelings, and they have come back in my left side of the finger. Actually, one would grow back.
Wow. That's excellent. Great. Excellent.
So I endorse it. I call that my finger food for that.
No, that's an amazing story. I wouldn't have believed it had I not seen pictures now. You really did chop part of your finger off.
Okay.
You showed me that one, too. Well, excellent. I'm hoping for the best. So continue taking them.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for your testimony.
Yeah. I'm with him. I take them, too. I take cordyceps. I take reishi. Mm-hmm. And I take spirulina. Mm-hmm. Like, every day.
Yeah.
And then I take some other vitamins, but... From your stuff, I take those every day.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. And then I take the aloe, too.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. You want us to tell us about your experience with Ms. Yang's products?
Yes, sir. My name is Clifford Moss, and I've been using the product for over 2 years now. I've been diagnosed with bladder cancer. I had the tumors removed.
Oof.
And since then, I've been using the cordyceps pills every morning along with the reishi powder. And what I would do is I would have some alkaline water, and I would put the reishi powder in the water and let it dissolve. And I would drink that along with the two cordyceps pills and allow that to stay in my body for 45 minutes.
Mm.
And then after eating, say...
No, go ahead.
I mean, the turmeric tea with one spoonful of honey, what I also get from the ancient Chinese secret.
Okay.
And with that combination, along with having my spirituality in order and also my diet in order, I cut it all of the meat. I only eat seafood, vegetables, and a little bit of starch.
Okay.
I've been healthy for 2 years going on, cancer-free. Every time I go to my doctor for a visit and I get a complete checkout, no tumors.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great. So you're cancer free.
Yes, sir.
That's beautiful. All right. Excellent. I'm happy for you. It's great
yes,
news.
Sir.
All right. Thanks. So he's doing the cordyceps, the reishi powder, and
turmeric.
Turmeric.
No, okay. Raw honey.
What's turmeric for again?
Turmeric is a first class of a blood purifier, anti-inflammation, purify the blood, detox liver,
yeah,
anti-cancer.
Excellent.
They're full of antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I gotta look into turmeric. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time, so I don't have time to sit down and make tea. I need like pills. I can just wolf them down. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I'll look into it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Everyone, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Chang.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, good afternoon.
I just got a very interesting question. Some time ago, I got some cordyceps from you, and as with everyone, I fully endorse this permit. Basically, my question to you today is, and you know, a few of my other brothers, when I say brothers, the other men that I know are also going through the same thing, and perhaps there's something else in additional to the cordyceps that we can take for this. We noticed that you know, a lot of us, we work long hours, so our feet are always in shoes and it sweats, and then you break out in with either yeast between your toes and so on and so forth, like jock itch and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we can take to fight the fungal attack that we are basically undergoing? Because some now gets it claim that it's on their skin, like on their arms. One or two have it in their groin area, so on and so forth. So we're trying to find some remedy on how we can take something internally instead of the ointments and stuff. Is there anything else that we can take for that?
Okay. Ointments don't help too much. It's everything from inside out.
Right.
So I would recommend it reishi antifungus, antivirus, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, is over pathogens, different kind of ailments, and also detox the blood, purify the blood, help to dissolve the blood clot, prevent stroke and allergy. So after the detox the blood, the cleaner blood will come up to the liver and the heart.
Uh-huh.
So you can combine the cordyceps along with the reishi. So
okay.
That's a stronger, but if you're using blood thinner, we always remind the customer, if you're using blood thinner, because this is a herbal blood thinner.
Right.
So purify the blood. So you have to get your doctor's opinion whether you can combine with our products.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great information. Definitely, I'll be there to pick up mine today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. But thanks very much for the information. Thanks, Juan.
Thank you, sir.
So that's like any fungal stuff. It's like the ointment's not really, it's only treating like what's on the surface. It's not really treating the core problem.
Yeah,
so
we treat the key, the internal organs, the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Liver is most like sponge in the body. Most of female customers, they have, they use antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the cause like urinary tract infection. So, but if they choose the herbal stuff, like a reishi, because that help UTI without side effect, without create other problem.
Mm-hmm.
So cordyceps and reishi is an option.
So if you have like a yeast infection too, you can take cordyceps reishi. And reishi.
Huh? Yes.
Good. All right, cool, good. That's a problem with some people. Let's go to the phone lines. We have someone to call about the products they've used that have helped them. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Great. I'm just calling to testify with my experience.
Go right ahead.
I was sick about in 2013. I had a flu and it went downhill from there. And I went to the doctor. They gave me the wrong medication and all that stuff. But anyway, kind of long story short, I developed like a lump node in my back on my left thigh because my blood was like leaving me, I should say. And it developed into some clots. So the other day I listened to your show because I know you always just have his gang on.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a gentleman testify that he had he had a lump in his neck. And he was supposed to get surgery, and he didn't get it. Well, so happened, he hooked up with Ms. Yang,
mm-hmm.
and she put him on some of the, her products. Mm-hmm. And he said within 3 months, it was gone. So anyway, I contacted her just a few weeks ago, told my story, and right away, she could have told me, you know, what products I would need. So I went into the store, I got the product, and I just was asking how long I have a few, how long the results would take, you know, for me to see the results.
Mm-hmm.
So she said about in a week. And so said, so done. And
wow.
the lump node started to shrink. And I feel so comfortable because I'm taking the Cordyceps and the Reishi powder. And
excellent.
That Reishi powder is so good. It makes you sleep.
Relaxation.
So good. Relaxation, yes, ma'am. And you feel so good. And I went to work and I, you know, testify about my testimony, what happened with me. And I have a lot of the staff going in and getting your product as well, Ms. Yang. I have my friend, she's on the spirulina. She had a problem with her knee and now she's walking perfect. She has no pain or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want to say, you just have to be consistent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't take it and say, you know, it didn't work. But you have to be consistent. And you will be good to go. But I swear by her products. I love her. I'm also on the sea buckthorn oil for the skin.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm flawless. So you ladies, you know, you don't have to go and get those bleaching products or what have you. Drink a lot of water and put it on in the morning and at night. And it's wonderful.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you were able
all
to
right.
get some help. That's great.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
Keep up the good job.
Excellent. All right.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All thank right. you.
Take care. Bye-bye. I got a couple of text questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked what's good for bloating stomach.
For bloating, there are lots of reasons cause bloating.
Mm-hmm.
Some people maybe don't have regular bowel movements, then they should not to regulate bowel movement. Some people bloating from stomach. Some people from high-stress job, adrenal fatigue. So there are different reasons cause it.
Mm-hmm.
So I need more information. When I see her, I can ask her, then I can know which one.
Okay. Mm. So then you got to go see Miss Yang up there on Shirley Street. This says hair. What for hair? I need to ask you about that too.
The hair regrowth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have 1-1 hair regrowth tonic. That's 100% herbal products. The success rate about over 90%.
Mm.
So that repair the hair follicles. To bring the hair back, make your hair grow thicker, quicker, and shinier.
Excellent. Okay, this one says, are you saying spirulina? Mm-hmm. Yeah, spirulina. That's, you spelt it correctly, too.
Yeah.
S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Says, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney, Ms. Yang. I use the cordyceps, reishi, spirulina, the arthritis pills. They're a great product, very good. They help a lot. I wouldn't trade them for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, what do you do? Because I, you know, I'm trying to track, like, from when I started feeling better as I got older to just changing my lifestyle and also taking your products. Do you tell people, like, when they come take your product changes, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just don't keep doing the same thing? Like, you look at the diet, look at, you know,
mm-hmm.
what kind of lifestyle you're leading.
Right. Of course, as a nutritionist, herbalist, the diet is most important. And different age group need different products. Like for myself, for over 20 years, I've been consistently, religiously taking all my products. When I was younger, I take three different products.
Mm.
But now I'm getting older. Then I add up five or six.
Right. You look fantastic,
no,
by the way.
I'm old.
No cap.
So,
okay. You look great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
So I take now, I'm taking cordyceps powder. So this organic powder. I mix it with cordyceps powder, mix it with reishi powder and lion's powder. So
okay.
First thing in the morning, I mix three of them.
Cordyceps powder.
Yeah, I drink it, and that kills all the virus, bacteria, fungus, parasites, inflammation, anti-cancer, tumors. So whatever is an excellent product. So besides that drink, I use spirulina tablets. And then we have the new products. That's
okay.
The fresh ginseng roots.
I saw this.
Yeah. Then I cut it, and then all I can soak a whole piece in the water. Soak
how
overnight.
How do you take this?
You
it's
can,
all in Mandarin.
Yeah,
how
you can
do you take it.
You can eat it by itself. Or you can slice it.
Oh, it's got a pit. Okay.
This is about 5 years, 6 years old ginseng.
But you take all of this, or you use it? a bit daily until you...
Yeah, 4-5 slices every day.
Okay, all right.
If you soak in the... some people drink white wine. You can soak in the wine for a couple of days, and that give you a lot of antioxidant nutrients. And some people can drink, soak in the water for overnight, two nights, and drink it.
Wow. So, but you gotta eat it, too.
Yeah, you can drink and eat it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we got another person online before we got to take a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good.
Good, good. You wanted to share with us your experience with Ms. Yang's products?
Yeah, I tried the product for the first time, and I find the product to be a very good product. It works very, very well.
What are you taking?
Pardon?
What are you taking? What are you using?
I'm using the tablet with, I forget the name, but it's like my prostate.
Prostate, okay.
Prostate support.
Pardon me?
Prostate support?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I find it to work very well. I mean, I recommend you try some of that product because so far, so good for me. I mean, it worked pretty good.
I gotcha. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. So I'm actually, because we had a couple of people talking about it, like, what do you got consistently for to help with erectile dysfunction?
Usually that situation, we will ask a customer whether they have diabetes and what age group, because after 40 years old, our kidney starts to decline and we're losing the energy. When we reach 60 years old, we lose 20% kidney energy. So when we reach 80 years old, we lose half of kidney energy. Even your kidney shrink into half.
Wow.
So most of the time we recommend the cordyceps, because cordyceps not only give you improve your vitality, fertility, and also good for your prostate and help with prostate inflammation to improve your energy in the kidney. Use the cordyceps along with the dragon power, and also we have man formula. So man formula that contains 6 valuable herbs. So that improve your testosterone naturally. That that contains ginseng, cordyceps, maca, honey goldweed, and tonka ali. So you don't have to worry about steroids or hormone cause different side effects. So that 100% herbal products.
I gotcha.
So you can combine all of them. Take your time to boost up your kidney energy. So once the kidney energy come back, the vitality come back naturally.
Excellent. All right. Well, this person's calling in. I guess they have a question for Ms. Yang. Let's do that, and then we do have to take a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the... I've had like an inflamed prostate before, not like BTMI, and it's really, really, really uncomfortable. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going, man?
Good afternoon to your guests. Well, you know... Well, I can tell you about those prostate problems, but listen, I have a question for Ms. Yang, and I've tried the prostate support, and it's very good, right? But I wanted to ask a question because I didn't pose the question. Do any of the products have mangosteen? Because I've heard, you know, mangosteen is great as far as antioxidant and inflammatory response to the body. It's also an Indo-Pacific food, and so my mom brought it back one time ago, but I've never seen it here, and most people don't talk about it. The only thing they say is that when you take surgery, it's not good to eat it post-surgery. So I wanted to know if any of your products have mangosteen food, because I heard it's very, I mean, a lot of Asian people give it high credits, and I'd just like for you to comment on it. And one, let us forget, as we age, we must exercise more to mitigate muscular atrophy, all
right? Right, absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. And that's a good point, too. You got to exercise
right,
so you keep your muscles in check. Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Ms. Yang. We got some more questions, and we're going to talk some more about the products. Lion's Mane powder, like
if
the sound
like
of that.
If you'd like to make a call.
I'm going to go deal with that. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Michael Steen is a fruit.
Bueller.
Patrol again. Can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course.
Be trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
To anyone interested in managing their personal finances, Sunshine Finance is offering interest-free and payment-free loans. You will be charged 0% interest until January 2023. You can keep all of this year's loan payments up to and including December. This interest-free, payment-free offer is limited to loans booked with Sunshine Finance in August only. If any of this can assist you, contact us at apply@sunshinefinanceltd.com. Sunshine Finance, we're your leader in private lending.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty. Served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken Popeyes.
Carrie's Fabrics and Uniform Store wants to get you ready for back to school. Find ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics for all schools in the Bahamas. Carrie's also sells skirts, blouses, shirts, jumpers, boys' shorts, and pants. You can even have your uniform skirts custom made. At Carrie's, also find school bags, school supplies, socks, and underwear. That's Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Call 393-0758.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for
you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So great to have you with us. We're here with Miss Yang from Ancient Chinese Secret. And Miss Yang wants to tell you about some other products. Because you've heard a lot about cordyceps. You've heard a lot about spirulina right now for just a few. And I know you have your questions. And We got callers are calling in, but let me just allow Ms. Yang to talk about some more of her products. So tell us about spirulina. We heard a lot about it. It's an essential thing. And explain to us what it's all about.
Okay. This organic spirulina provides abundance of vitamins and minerals to reestablish the liver's storage of nutrients, stop viral and bacterial growth inside the liver, carrying them out of deep pockets of the liver. So it is also, spirulina helps to grow fresh neurons and strengthen neurotransmitters. Mm. It helps to rebuild the central nerve system. So spirulina helps to remove heavy metals, mercury, toxins, coppers, plastics, mold, different toxins from the liver, and detox the kidney, thyroid, detox the brain cells, detox reproductive system, and also intestinal tract. Mm. So that's spirulina. That's why it's a powerful product. Mm-hmm. About 3.5 billion years.
Really?
Yeah, the mushroom beyond the earth about 1.3 billion years.
Wow.
So the herbal about 700 million years.
Mm.
So you can see the spirulina is the oldest, most powerful superfood.
Yeah.
And also spirulina can help to reduce the growth of nodules, tumors, and cysts because it contains high levels of SOD and chromium, which reinforce adrenal strength.
Mm.
So that are like female who have fibroid, different cyst cancer cells, we recommend the cordyceps, spirulina and reishi.
Mm.
So they see great results.
It's good for your colon too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Excellent.
Help people constipation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another one, organic lion's mane powder.
Yes.
Yes. So this one helps to improve the brain function, boost concentration, protect nerve system. It helps to repair and regenerate neurons in the body, improve overall cognitive function. It helps prevent Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and dementia. So that's lion's mane. It's our new products. So if you're looking for something to improve your memory
mm-hmm.
or prevent the degeneration of memory loss,
yeah.
So it's a product right here. It's a high quality.
I'm going to start taking this too.
So now this is the word, it's a stressful word. So when the body is under stress, it's using more energy. The body's energy is being depleted more quickly because vital nutrients are being converted. So this can cause fatigue and different health problems. So severely stressful events can be associated with up to a 50% reduction of natural killer cell function. So adaptogens, particularly reishi, help regulate production of cortisol level, adrenal line, and the blood sugar.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it's
so
good for weight loss too.
Right, mm-hmm. because the balance cortisol level.
Mm-hmm.
So we have reishi powder and reishi capsules. Also, we have purple reishi anti-stress, help deep quality of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, we got the fresh ginseng root. So this is 5 years of ginseng. We know the ginseng, we expect ginseng royal jelly for 5-6 months now. It's unfortunately because logistic,
mm-hmm.
they're still on the ocean. People said,
right.
said we lie, we know this and that, but the shipping, we can, it's out of control. But we
yeah.
should hopefully by first week of September.
Okay.
But now we have the fresh raw ginseng. If you want some substitutes, it's available. Ginseng has a broad effect on the immune system, adrenal glands, pancreas, and the cardiovascular and the nerve systems. It's usually cancer-related fatigue. It's adaptogen. It's not only nourish the body, also provides an immediate boost of energy, help reduce cholesterol and triglycerides, improve circulation and blood sugar. So this is the ginseng.
Mm-hmm.
So we create a different high quality and organic products. So we are not only have cordyceps capsules, we have the powder, organic powder available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more potent than the capsules.
Mm.
So if you have a serious ailment or you're serious about your health to prevent different ailments, you can do like a organic cordyceps powder mixed with reishi, Langsman powder. Because cordyceps is so profoundly bioactive that it affects nearly every system in your body.
Yeah.
It produces so many improvements and help your oxygen level up to 40%. And also lowers the average cholesterol by 17%. It helps to stimulate natural killer cells by 400%. For people who have heart palpitation, in a few days after taking cordyceps, the irregular heartbeats will decrease by 80 to 90%.
Really?
Cordyceps in 50%. And also help balance the female hormone into the balance, prevent like premenopause and menopause. Help improve male hormone, improve quantity and longevity of sperm, improve testosterone and androgen.
So the cordyceps power is like the supercharged.
Yes. That's why that's the number one. You call miracle herb.
Wow.
So cordyceps also help to improve kidney, to prevent kidney failure. Good for cirrhosis, different stuff. Mm-hmm. But if combined with reishi, that'd be more powerful, that creates more stronger formula to antivirus, antibacterial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a call? Let's do a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
I called the phone. She had a little bit of a stroke.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I have a stroke. I want to know if you have anything but have a stroke.
Oh, you had a stroke, yeah.
For stroke recovery, you can use cordyceps. And with reishi, if people have stroke suffer from brain damage, then you can add up brain power, all Langsman powder.
Excellent. Okay. We got another. So cordyceps, reishi, Langsman powder.
Mm-hmm.
Should help him. All right. We got another call. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello?
Hi. Good afternoon. Are you there? Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about you had a question, or you wanted to talk about your product, or?
Yeah, so the product what I'm using, it's really good.
Okay.
So the reishi, the mushroom, and the, I forgot what you're saying. Anyhow, they helped me really good because when I went to the doctor, they told me my cholesterol was high, 250. And using this product, a month time, I went back to the doctor, I did some blood tests, everything was in perfect condition. My cholesterol was down to 140, and my blood pressure, he took me off the medication, everything was okay.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay,
the product is really good.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so someone's asking about consulting your doctor, your physician, before doing any of this, which is what you do recommend.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, right.
Because in some situation need combination. The adaptogen, the herbal products, don't cause side effects, it is improve effectiveness of pharmaceutical drug and reduce side effect from medication.
Okay.
So it's a great combination. We always recommend it. Use your herbal along with your medication.
Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ms. McCartney, and to your guest, Ms. Yang.
Thank you.
I'm calling to endorse our products profusely. For about 15 years, I was taking one or two Valtoren or Califlan painkillers daily. For overuse injuries to my shoulders, which came from lifting weights and boxing over the years. And those pharmaceutical painkillers, long-term uses, is very detrimental to the body. They can damage your liver, kidneys, and digestive system. And in February this year, I went into her store, and she told me to try the cordyceps and the reishi powder, mushroom powder, which I did. And within about 2 days, I stopped taking the painkilling drugs. And since then, I've been using her products once or twice a day, and with much less pain than I had even with the drugs. So I've taken out a spirulina as well, and I give it to my Doberman also. He gets one cordyceps pill a day, One, and he gets reishi powder, and also he gets his spirulina.
Excellent.
I also take a turmeric from time to time, the maca powder. I take most of the powder. I take some goji and the 1 inch of I can't think of it right now. I just took that just now, and with good, great results. And I'm also now taking the, using the detox foot pads, in that I have some pain in the tendons in my left foot, and I put it on the foot, and within about 2 days, the pain was gone. And I'm also using it periodically on my shoulders to supplement the benefits of the reishi and the cordyceps. So I strongly endorse those products as well. So I take most of the products, like I said, and I strongly suggest most people try it as prevention, because prevention is always better than a pound of cure. So I really endorse it, and I have nothing but good comments about it. So I'd like to thank Ms. Yang for bringing those products to the Bahamas and affording the opportunity of the Bahamian public to benefit from it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. He's given another endorsement of the usefulness of your products, and it's I take him, and it's good stuff. So I feel, again, I do it in concert with, diet and exercise, all right? And I also make sure I'm going to my doctor for a physical, and if there's something dramatically wrong, I'm checking in with that as well. So I think that's it for a lot of people who aren't getting the results that they perhaps want to see through the regular pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the benefits and the uses of herbal are based on scientific research, records of their use in traditional medical system, and the clinical observations.
Excellent. All right. So this person says, I'm 64. I was cutting my grass yesterday. My lower back is swollen and my lower back aches. What can I take for this?
Take the reishi to anti-inflammation. We medicate the oil.
Mm-hmm.
That also helps circulation.
Mm, okay, excellent. This one is asking about fibroids and bearing children, getting rid of fibroids so you can have, I guess, get pregnant
mm-hmm.
or have a successful pregnancy.
She's looking for deal with fibroids or for reproduction function. If for reproduction, then use a maca and a cordyceps.
Mm.
If for fibroids, use cordyceps with spirulina.
Okay.
To help shrink.
So it's like a different kind of diet.
Formula.
Yeah, formula
yes.
they use. Okay, mm-hmm. excellent. This person is asking how to find you and how to contact you, which we should have said by now. So tell us all your contacts.
Okay, office number 394-1369. Or you can, any inquiry, you can WhatsApp me 557-1369. We have a promotion from tomorrow for 3 days. So we'll be 10% off on the adaptogen herb. Adaptogen means cordyceps, goji berry, reishi, lion's mane. So that will have a discount.
All right, so 10% off over the next 3 days.
Yes.
Excellent. And if you want to find Ms. Yang, she's on Shirley Street. You got to go past the National Performing Arts Center. And if you go past that, you'll see the pet store that's after it going west on your right-hand side. And then right after the pet store, you'll see the plaza that Ms. Yang is in. She's the first store on the bottom left-hand corner of the shopping center. There's ample parking. It's easy to get to. And, she's there like clockwork. If she's not there, then someone else will be there to help you out. But I think it would be best to go see her, talk to her, ask about what ails you and what your circumstances are, and let her recommend some herbal supplements that you could take to try to help yourself.
Mm.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're
great
welcome.
To see you again.
My great pleasure. Thank you for having me on the healing journey.
Absolutely. All right. So reach out to Ms. Yang at Ancient Chinese Secret and tell her Juan sent you. I don't think it'll get you anything off, but, just say what's up so she'll know you're listening. You guys take care out there. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Have a great day, Bahamas.